This is Greg Corumbus of Radio America reporting for WorldNet Daily. My guest at this time is Dr. Carl Mueller. He's the president of Open Doors USA, one of the leading organizations that assists the persecuted Christian church. His organization has recently issued a press release explaining just how chaotic life is in North Korea right now after a move by the North Korean government to devalue its currency, a move that didn't get a lot of attention here, but is creating even more instability inside that repressive country, which is also number one on Open Doors' World Watch list of nations that persecute the Christians. And Carl, it's always great to have you with us.
Greg, it's great to be back with you today.
Obviously, we wish we had better news to talk about here, but how much chaos has been created as a result of this devaluing of the currency? We know that there's already mass starvation and famine going on in North Korea. How much worse is it now?
Well, it continues to get much worse. As you mentioned, the reports we have from our coworkers inside the country describe a scene in Pyongyang of chaos and literal panic as people realize that their savings, that many of them have really saved a lifetime to accumulate, has been wiped out with a single stroke of a pen. The currency, the won in North Korea, was devalued about 1,000 times, 1,000-fold at the end of last year. And the implications for that are really staggering. Say, for example, a family that had saved all their lifetime to accumulate 100,000 won in some funds that might be able to provide them some security as that country has experienced so many famines and so much deprivation. But that 100,000 won is now worth 1,000 won. And essentially, 1,000 won can buy about 4.5 pounds of rice. You're faced with the wiping out of everything you've ever accumulated, and there's absolutely no opportunity to recoup that. And that has caused just immense hardship for everyone in North Korea, but especially the Christians there.
And explain what you've heard from your sources, specifically how the Christian community has been affected by this.
Well, you know, the Christians have long been the brunt of the worst of the persecution that goes on in North Korea. It's the worst place on earth, as you mentioned, for being a Christian. And Christians are often accused by the government of working for the West. So this has brought about an increased scrutiny, and this chaos is producing, you know, hardship for Christians just like everyone else. What Christians also do is, of course, they are involved with each other, sharing what little resources they have. But even now, with the inability of the Christian community to purchase those resources, the situation has even been more desperate.
There was talk, I saw in your press release from your source in North Korea, of folks literally committing suicide because, as you mentioned before, they'd built up these life savings and now they're essentially gone. What glimmers of hope are there? Spiritually speaking, of course, as well as just day-to-day survival.
Well, the North Korean Christians continue to ask us in the Western countries to pray for them, to pray that they would be strong in the midst of this, and for them to be able to reach out to their neighbors, which is a remarkable thing considering the situation that they find themselves in. Open Doors has been able to provide, I can't really describe how, of course, resources, food, clothing, shelter, Bibles, some other relief goods for the Christian communities there. But it's extremely dangerous. We just got word today of another Christian brother who was killed after he had fled North Korea and then became a Christian and then went back into the country in order to distribute relief goods, materials, and evangelize for the cause of Christ. Being caught doing that is a death sentence in North Korea, and he was killed for that crime in their eyes. So that's the real reality. Open Doors is able to use all means possible to get this material for help in to make a difference, but the situation is quite grim, and the larger concern that we have, of course, is the incredible instability that will result from this social upheaval that's going on now because of the devaluation of the currency.
A couple of follow-up questions here for you, Dr. Mueller. First of all, if the status of the ordinary citizen in North Korea is this dire, how long till it clearly impacts and crumbles the authoritarian regime there?
Well, this is the greater concern, because the essential nature of the government in North Korea is one person rule, and it is truly a house of cards. If the continuing chaos produces the sort of mass starvation and privation that occurred in the 1990s, I really don't think there's any way this regime can endure. That said, the future then is a big question mark. And of course, Christians in North Korea would be praying with us that whatever transition in government takes place, it would replace this dictator with a government much more open to Christianity, much more sympathetic to Christians. But in the intervening chaos and dislocation that might happen, who knows what could happen? North Korea already has biological weapons. We're fairly sure they have some nuclear weapons. And in the midst of the disintegration of power, who knows what could take place?
Dr. Mueller, obviously no one wants to be living through that sort of deprivation and chaos, and you mentioned that sharing one's faith or becoming a Christian is a death sentence there, but given even all those bad elements of the backdrop here, does this desperation give believers in North Korea an especially effective platform from which to share their faith with others?
Well, it's always been the case wherever the Christian church is persecuted like that. And whenever those sort of social chaotic situations occur, the church shines brightest. The hope of Jesus Christ is never more present than in the darkest of situations. And it's the light of Christ never shines more brightly than when all other hope is extinguished. So I would say, along with the North Korean believers, that yes, their hope is that even in the midst of this terrible outcome, that Christians would be a source of hope and healing through Jesus Christ for the rest of their people.
Dr. Mueller, you mentioned that the Christians in North Korea definitely want the prayers of believers around the world. What else can folks do in a more tangible way? What type of support can they provide for your efforts?
We have several projects where Christians can be involved in giving the material resources, the food, the clothing, and the shelter to North Koreans. The means by which we're able to deliver those has to remain secret, but Open Doors is committed to being the lifeline for the persecuted church in North Korea.
And go ahead and tell our listeners your website so they can find out more information there.
Sure. Our website is opendoorsusa.org, opendoorsusa.org, and there they can find all the latest information on how to be a voice for North Korean believers, how to pray, and what they can do to give so that there can be a difference made in the lives of those North Korean Christians.
Dr. Mueller, certainly a very depressing and disappointing story about just how bad things are for believers and others in North Korea. Thank you very much for sharing.
Thank you, Greg. God bless you.
Same to you, sir. Dr. Carl Mueller is president of Open Doors USA. Again, they're at opendoorsusa.org. I'm Greg Corumbus of Radio America, reporting for WorldNet Daily.